Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Renting Your First Apartment. In this session, we are going to discuss renting your first apartment. Renting that first apartment can be exciting and a little bit scary. You will probably look at several apartments to find the one that has the location you want, includes the amenities you need, and that is affordable. That is the exciting part. Then comes the process of applying for the lease. You will probably have to fill out an application that asks for several types of information. Be sure to understand all the details, fill out the application completely, be honest with your answers, and ask questions about anything you do not understand. Remember, the landlord is running a business and you are a customer. The difference between this type of transaction and just buying something at a store is that you are creating a relationship that will continue as long as you live in the apartment. Starting the relationship on a good note and living up to your responsibilities as a renter can make the relationship more pleasant. Here are some of the things you may encounter when applying for the lease. You will have to provide personal information on where you have lived, your employment, contact information in case of an emergency, information on your car, and whether you have pets. You may even be asked if you have a legal record. There may be a non-refundable application fee. This covers the cost of the landlord processing your application. Ask if your application fee can be applied to your rent. The answer may be no, but there's no harm in asking. The landlord will probably get a credit report on you before they approve your application. This is normal and is one of the ways the landlord gets some comfort that you will pay the rent. Once your application is accepted, the landlord will probably want a security deposit that could equal a couple months' rent. The landlord holds this as security in case there are damages when you move out. Be sure to inspect the apartment before you move in to find any existing damage. If you find some, document them and discuss them with the landlord. Make sure you won't be charged for them when you move out. Depending on your situation, the landlord may also require that someone else guarantees your lease. Remember, the landlord is in business to make a profit, and he wants to make sure that the rent gets paid and that the apartment is well taken care of. If you are just starting out, or if this is your first apartment, this may happen. Do not be alarmed or frustrated. Your parent or guardian is the most likely person to ask. And finally, be a good renter. Being a landlord is a business just like any other. Renters and customers that are pleasant to work with and pay their bills promptly usually get better service. A good relationship with your landlord can be important if things go wrong. Remember, your landlord is who you are going to call if there is a leak in your roof at 3 a.m. or if there's no hot water. A good relationship may get the problem resolved easier and sooner. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.